From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County officials have announced a temporary Bailey Bridge is being installed on Pennsylvania Avenue in Palinville as part of a culvert replacement project. Work to install the bridge began last week and is expected to take 2 weeks. The temporary span will allow one lane of traffic. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said the culvert on Pennsylvania Avenue has been in need of repairs for a long time, and the lashing from Tropical Storm Irene did not help the situation. She said, and I quote, "Irene compounded the issue a bit," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper the Germantown Board is considering a proposed law that would expand commercial event venues in the town. The law would also regulate how owners rent their properties for commercial events such as weddings, parties, meetings, reunions, and corporate events. Those events would generate revenue for the town from fees paid by host properties. The law would permit music at venues from 10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Supporters of the measures say local business and agriculture would be promoted and agricultural properties would be able to diversify income sources, keeping farmland in production and maintaining agricultural structures such as barns. As drafted, the law is similar to legislation already passed in Livingston, Claremont, and Red Hook. Public comment during a recent hearing on the proposed changes was mixed. The town board has also solicited comment from the planning board and the zoning board of appeals as well. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Amtrak announced on Tuesday, May the 30th, that some of the service adjustments to its weekday schedule necessitated by the infrastructure project at New York Penn Station this summer. The company said in a statement published at Amtrak.com that the projects, and I quote, "will strengthen railroad infrastructure operations and preparedness and ultimately improve reliability at America's busiest rail hub," end quote. Amtrak did not release any information on how the project will impact Empire service, which runs between New York and Albany. There has been some discussion of those trains being diverted from Penn to Grand Central Station beginning in July. The schedule changes announced include elimination of 6 trains between New York and Washington, D.C., reduction of service on the Keystone Line and the Crescent, which operates between New York and New Orleans, will originate and terminate in Washington, D.C. during the work period from July the 10th through September the 1st. Amtrak said its reservation system has been updated to reflect the schedule changes announced. You can read that full story in the press release at media.amtrak.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. A recent Siena poll showed that voters in New York continue to show broad support for a constitutional convention. The question will be on the ballot in November. The poll released last week found that 62% of those surveyed support holding the convention in 2019, at which elected delegates would propose and vote on constitutional amendments. At the same time, 67% said they have heard nothing about the convention. Siena pollster Steven Greenberg said, and I quote, "As we head into the fall, you're going to see millions of dollars spent to educate voters from the special interest groups, supporters, and opponents that will have an effect on voters," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The New York Public Interest Research Group's New York State Drinking Water Profiles Project 2017 is online now with a searchable database about local sources of water. The new website says, and I quote, "NYPRG offers these drinking water profiles to educate New Yorkers about the state of their drinking water, the presence of contaminants found through laboratory testing, and location and nature of some potential threats to local drinking water. This information is offered as a public service and without commentary," end quote. Go to www.nyprg.org/whatsinmywater/ and type in your zip code to find out local water information. If you type in Hudson's 12534, for instance, the website shows the city water has not had any problems since 2010. Camp Hill Ghent, though, had a problem last year at their Hudson location, violating the lead and copper rule. The site also says Archer Daniels Midland had some sort of release of sulfuryl fluoride in 2014 at 201 Route 23B in Hudson. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union about monthly invoices from the Behan Corporation, the public relations firm secretly hired by the law firm representing Hoosick Falls in the ongoing water crisis. Two companies polluted drinking water in the Rensselaer County community, which led to the village law firm's hiring of a PR company. Behan Communications then got paid up to $275 per hour to do things such as listen to local radio programs about the water problem in Hoosick Falls, the story shows. Mark Behan, company founder and president, said, and I quote, "We were asked to help and we agreed to help. In good faith, we provided the law firm and the village with all of the advice and assistance that they asked us for. We provided it with our customary rates that were made known to them at the beginning of the engagement," end quote. In all, Behan says his company has billed for 500 hours. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Audrey Maytot in the Greenville Pioneer reports that an Earlton family pig, Olivia, was killed by a bear in the middle of the night on May the 20th. The bear broke through the pig's 6-foot-high chain-link fence and took it off into the woods. Janet McArdle reported the attack to the Department of Environmental Conservation. The story says a pig in Greenville was attacked in a similar outdoor enclosure last year, but that swine escaped. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mainly after 5 p.m. The National Weather Service in Albany has also issued a hazardous weather outlook, warning of a slight risk of those thunderstorms being severe as an upper-level disturbance approaches from the west. The greatest threats from these thunderstorms will be potentially damaging wind gusts up to 58 miles an hour or greater, and or large hail 1 inch in diameter or greater. Temperature high for today will be 73 degrees. But Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 1 a.m., then isolated showers between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. The possibility of small hail and gusty winds, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. And on Friday, isolated showers, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Friday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:21 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:25 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 31st and last day of May 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.